This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium. Down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Drive out into right field. Mantueza looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Woodpeckers baseball is live on the air in Zebulon, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh. We are ready for some Thursday night ball live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB first pitch out. Bally Live at MILB.TV. Hello, everybody, and welcome high atop Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. Andrew Chapman with you. Thanks for making us a part of your Thursday night plans. This series is all level between the Astros and the Brewers affiliates. The Woodpeckers lost 13-4 on the 4th of July. Big blowout defeat, but bounced back yesterday, grabbing three separate leads and ultimately a 7-5 victory. If you weren't with us for yesterday's game, it was Jackson Lofton's go-ahead eighth-inning solo home run that put the Woodpeckers up for good. Jeremy Malero and Tyler Guilfoyle able to close it down in the ninth inning. So the upper hand in the series on the line tonight, and Zach Cole gets it started for Fayetteville as he digs into the left side against the right-handed starter Jefferson Figueroa. First pitch is out, and Zach Cole cuts through a 92-mile-per-hour heater. We are underway right on time tonight at 7:05 p.m. And here in Zebulon, it is overall a pretty comfortable day. Some of the rain cooled off temperatures as this fly ball is lifted deep out into center field. It sends Nicasia all the way towards the warning track, and he'll make the catch up above his left shoulder. And Zach Cole is retired for the first out of the inning. It's 85 degrees here in Zebulon. Our first pitch temperature just outside of Raleigh. The high today was 88 degrees. So cooled off a little bit. Supposed to get into the mid-90s tomorrow, though. Going to be a cooker here at Zebulon Five County Stadium. Bases empty, one gone in the Fayetteville top one. It is now Luis Encarnacion, and he takes a fastball on the inside for a ball 1-0. Zach Cole, Encarnacion, Tyler Whitaker, the top three of Ricky Rivera's lineup card tonight. Here's the pitch. Encarnacion takes inside, and it's a 2-ball, no-strike count. The middle three are Ricardo Below, followed by Dari Lorenzo, and then John Garcia. And the 7-9 are Jackson Lofton, Sandro Gastón, and Leo Stanley Molina. Another fastball inside. Dustin Encarnacion off the plate, and he's ahead 3-ball and no-strikes. Encarnacion with one of the top averages on the team, second highest, 265 with 4 home runs and 22 RBIs. Figueroa pitches and delivers a strike, 3-1. The starting pitcher tonight was originally supposed to be Alexander Balacio, but he was a scratch from the lineup card today. And Figueroa is asked to make a spot start, his first start of the year for the Mudcats after previously pitching 14 games from their bullpen. He did make 12 starts last year, though, and a guy who's been around the Carolina League for quite some time. A check swing for Encarnacion on a slider low and away. He did not go. That is ball four. He runs halfway up the line, tosses aside the bat, continues on to first, and the Woodpeckers have a one-out base runner. Tyler Whitaker, he steps in, batting 259 with 3 home runs and 15 RBIs. Here's the pitch his way, and it misses up and outside for ball one. Coming into today, Fayetteville has won 35 ball games, 35-42 the overall record, 5-6 in the second half of play. Meanwhile, Carolina at an even 500 on the year, 37-37. And they are 4-7, tied for the bottom spot currently in the Carolina League North. Pickoff throw over to first, and Encarnacion reaches back into the bag. It is 1-1, one out. And Tyler Whitaker trying to extend his home run stretch to begin his time off the injured list. Fastball missed outside, and it is now 2-1. Whitaker with a home run on Monday night in Fayetteville, and also on Wednesday night here in Carolina. 2-ball and 1-strike. Here's the pitch, and a slider missed outside. That got by the catcher. Diaz scrambles all the way to the backstop to retrieve it, and Encarnacion hustles down to second base on a wild pitch. Figueroa on the year is 1-0 with a 3.38 ERA. Tonight is 15th game for the Mudcats, as we mentioned, his first start and a spot start for Valencio. He drops in a breaking ball to Whitaker to fill the count up 3-2. Figueroa 18 2/3 innings coming into tonight. 7 earned runs allowed over that stretch, along with 15 walks and 28 strikeouts. Here comes the 3-2. And a fastball missed up high. Tyler Whitaker draws a walk. Back-to-back free passes for the Woodpeckers. And Encarnacion makes it to second on that wild pitch. And now Tyler Whitaker fills up first. Two on, one out in the top inning. And Ricardo Below coming to the plate. Below, switch hitter, batting from the left side. Figueroa at the chest, kicks and pitches. And Below takes just outside. Ricardo batting 254 on the year. He has 5 home runs and 25 RBIs. His on-base percentage standing at 324 on the year and slugging just below 400 at 393. Figueroa kicks, pitches. And this ball is grounded out to second. Picked by Vargas. Goes to second for one. The turn throw to first. In time, a double play, and that'll end the inning. 4-6-3 as Figueroa works around the two walks with a double play. And we're going to the bottom of the first. Mudcats come to bat when we return. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing, and I can hold my own head, yeah, I can love me better.
Andrew Taylor gets the start on a Thursday night in Zebulon. Scoreless after half a frame. Woodpeckers leave a runner on third base to close the top of the third inning. And first pitch of the night from Andrew Taylor is a strike to Kalan Nicasia, the Mudcats' leadoff hitter. He'll be followed by Luke Adams and then Luis Castillo, the DH. Andrew Taylor, the top pitching prospect on the Woodpeckers roster this season, delivers a fastball for a strike, swinging, and it's 0-2. Hedbert Perez, Gregory Barrios, Jeremy Vargas are the middle three, and then the bottom three are Jay Savino, Jesus Parra, and Blayberg Diaz. Nothing and two as Taylor gets ahead quick, gets the sign from his catcher Sandro Gaston, winds, kicks, pitches, and a check swing is fouled off. Nothing and two still on Nicasia, a 212 hitter with 3 home runs and 21 RBIs. 2 of his 3 home runs this year have been hit against the Woodpeckers. He is a 344 on base, originally from Curacao. Here's the 0-2, and he strikes out swinging. A Andrew Taylor fastball got him, 91 miles an hour, around the inner half of the plate. And there's one gone to bring up Luke Adams. Around the diamond defensively today for Fayetteville. John Garcia plays out in left field. Jackson Lofton is out in center. And Zach Cole covers right. The third baseman is Tyler Whitaker. Over at shortstop, Leo Molina. And the second baseman is Dario Lorenzo. Ricardo Belleau plays at first, and Sandro Gaston is behind the plate. Luke Adams took the first pitch low. It is 1-0 as Taylor kicks and delivers and gets a fastball just inside, 2-0. Home plate umpire today is Shane Sullivan. He worked the plate on Tuesday night in the opener, and Dylan Holsey is on the bases. The two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, the black polos, and the dark gray pants. Fastball inside again as Taylor has fallen behind big, 3-0 to Luke Adams, a .228 hitter with 7 home runs and 31 RBIs. He has just over a .400 on base at .405. Made a nice defensive play. Couple of nice throws yesterday over at third base. Next pitch, in for a strike. Get me over fastball, and Taylor gets it to 3-1. Andrew Taylor with a 4-3 record and a 3.43 ERA entering tonight, his 14th game of the year and 7th start. So he's worked in tandem all year and has come out of the bullpen in some occasions and then started in others. Fastball was a little inside and just grazed Luke Adams on the hand on the way by. And the trainer will come out to check up on Adams and make sure that he's okay. And they're saying it grazed him somewhere on the top of the hand. And he's in a lot of pain right now. So Adams is being checked up on by the trainer and hunched over, still grabbing at his left wrist, and that's a very welcome back, everybody, into Five County Stadium as we rejoin you here in the second inning. I believe we're back up and running. We're functional. Apologize for falling off the air there for a moment. A little bit of a intermittent internet situation, but you haven't missed much aside from a big three-run inning from Carolina in the bottom of the first inning. And the Mudcats lead 3-0 over Fayetteville with their starter Jefferson Figueroa back out on the mound. Dario Lorenzo moments ago flying out to center field for the first out of the second inning, and the pitch to John Garcia runs in and drills him right in the middle of the back. John Garcia gets plunked, and he will unbuckle the gear, head down to first. And of course, Garcia, as we've documented well here, he has been hit more than any other Fayetteville hitter this season, and he will add another one into the tally as he goes to first. Jackson Lofton is now the batter. As Lofton steps into the right side of the plate, he swings at the first pitch, hits a fly right center. Nicasia sprinting over, circling behind, Wynn knocking it down, and he makes the catch for out number two. Lofton flies out. There's a thunderstorm off to the, I believe it's the east of us by 6-7 miles or so. We're hoping that it doesn't make a turn towards us and it just kind of grazes by, but it's causing some of the wind to start to blow in from dead center field. So it's starting to pick up a little bit, taking a little bit of heat out of the air, though. I don't think these fans in Zebulon mind too much. Sandro Gastone into the right side, taking his first swings of the ball game. First pitch to him, and he went through it on a high fastball. Went about three-quarters of the way, and it's nothing and one. Gastone batting 169 on the year with one home run and 21 RBIs. He has a .232 on-base percentage. Here's the pitch, and he waves at a slider. Back pick going up the first base side, and Garcia quickly scampers back into the bag. Three-run inning for Carolina. While we dropped off air there, it was a two-run home run by Hedbert Perez and an RBI double by Luis Castillo that plated the three runs off of Andrew Taylor, and he had to face eight batters in the inning. Here's the pitch home to Gastone, and a slider missed outside. Thanks for those who tuned in today for the quick little DM, Twitter DM, to let us know we dropped off the air there for a moment. Glad to have you back with us on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. 1-2 pitch, a number off the end of the bat, shallow past the mound. Vargas scoops it second on the dirt and zips a quick throw over to first for the final out of the inning. John Garcia left on board. Fayetteville's left two runners over two innings, and they trail 3-0 going to the home second. Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, 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 fresh. Yeah, fresh, 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 fresh. Fresh, 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 fresh. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ.
We play the bottom of the second inning in Zebulon, and Carolina has a 3-0 lead over Fayetteville. Andrew Taylor is back out there, gets to start fresh after getting battered around in that first inning. Gave up three runs and faced eight batters. Faces Blayberg Diaz, only Carolina hitter that didn't bat in the first. And here comes the 1-1 to him. It is a fastball low and away. One ball and two balls and one strike making on Diaz, a .240 hitter. No home runs and eight RBIs on Diaz. And here comes the pitch from Taylor. A line drive pulled to short. Diving attempt by Molina. Got a glove on it but couldn't scoop it cleanly. And he knocked it down in shallow left. But it'll still go as a single for Diaz. Another hard struck ball by this Carolina lineup. First time through facing Taylor. And six of the nine batters reach. And they strike for four total base hits. So kind of a different complexion to today's start for Andrew Taylor compared to what we saw from him last time out at home against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Spinning a throw over to first as Diaz gets back in. But you go back to July 1st on Saturday night, Taylor went four scoreless innings. That was out of the bullpen. He gave up two hits and struck out nine. Didn't issue a walk. The nine strikeouts were his second most on the season, behind his 11 strikeout performance in Columbia. Kalen Nicasio, the batter, up for his second time. He's ahead 1-0. Taylor's pitch is a fastball for a strike at 90 miles an hour, knee level. 1-0 on Nicasio. You had a little a rainbow starting to develop over the right field line as that thunderstorm kind of grazes by us. We got sunshine on the left field side, the thunderstorm on the right field side. And here's a pop-up behind home, and it'll get out of play. As long as the rainbow and the rain stays away from us, that's all that we ask. We'll keep the sunshine and the breeze here inside of Five County Stadium and keep on playing. Diaz short lead off of first. Taylor's down to the belt. Here comes his kick in 1-2, and he strikes out Nicasio swinging, had it out in front of a breaking ball. Second strikeout for Nicasio. He's got an 0-for-2 start to his day. And it will be Luke Adams coming out of the Carolina dugout. We weren't entirely sure if we'd see Adams up in this plate appearance because he was plunked on the hand, his left hand, his first time up, and was in a lot of pain. The trainer had to check up on him, but he's able to stay in this game. As Taylor goes to the belt, pitches, and spiked one down in the dirt. Kicks off to the right of Gastone all the way to the first base on deck circle, and that gives Diaz plenty of time to hustle down to second. And a wild pitch puts another Mudcat in scoring position. Of course, the Mudcats started the game big on Tuesday night, putting up 13 runs on the Woodpeckers, and most of those against Jose Nadal over the first three innings. Another strong offensive start for them here tonight as Adams swings and hits one well out into left. Garcia backpedaling on it to the start of the warning track, and with room in front of the wall makes the grab. Luke Adams gets into one and pulls it to left. Oftentimes, it's sailing over. He is a big kid, strong ball player. Seven homers on the year, but that one is held onto by Five County Stadium for the second out. And here is Luis Castillo. Castillo debuting yesterday for the Mudcats, came up with his first base hit with Carolina in the last inning. That was a double. And he foul tips a breaking ball for strike one. You know the Brewers must think pretty highly of him. He's not a guy you're going to find in their top 30 prospect list, but in his debut, manager Victor Esteves with the confidence to put him right in the heart of the order. Batted third yesterday in his debut, and he's in that spot again tonight. Here's the 0-1, and Taylor drops a breaking ball just outside. Woodpeckers are in the alternate reds today. The red uniform top that says the Ville across the chest, the black cap with the red bill and the white Fayetteville F on the front of the cap, black belt and a gray pant with a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Here comes Taylor's 1-1, and a ground ball pulled over to first. That skips through below and out into right field. Zach Cole up with the ball. They're sending Diaz around the throw to the infield cutoff at first, and Carolina's added another run. An RBI single for Luis Castillo. We'll wait for the official scoring decision here. That might have been a ball that Below could have snared. And they will put an error on the board. They do give Below an error, so it will be an unearned run on Taylor. That saves his ERA. E3 and also no RBI for Castillo. And here comes the pitch from Taylor to Hedbert Perez, who took him deep for the two-run home run. It was a high arcing home run just over the right field wall, his sixth of the year. Hedbert Perez, a strong lefty who loves hitting in this ballpark for that short fence that measures 309 down the right field line. One of the shorter fences in all of the Carolina League. Taylor with a spin around, throw to first. And the runner gets back in. Edward Perez in his third season of Carolina League Baseball. Debuted as just a 17-year-old back in 2021. And he taps the 0-1 pitch foul behind home. The count is 0-2. In the top of the third inning, the Woodpeckers will send to the plate Leo Molina, Zach Cole, and Luis Encarnacion. They're 9-1-2 hitters. Molina homering yesterday and getting ready to take his first at-bat here shortly. Nothing in two as Taylor tries to exit the inning, and Perez flies this out into shallow left. Deep for Molina, shallow for Garcia. It is John Garcia strolling forward and making the grab on the run to end the second. So Carolina adds another, an unearned run on Taylor. The error at first allows Diaz to score, and it's 4-0 Mudcats after two innings. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the third inning, Fayetteville sending the bottom of their order to the plate. Leo Molina gets to take his first swings today against the Carolina spot starter, Jefferson Figueroa. The pitch is outside to Molina, and it's a 1-1 count. Cole on deck, and then Luis Encarnacion in the hole. 9-1-2, the Woodpeckers' order will get to swing it here. Figueroa extends from the belt, pitches, and Molina lashes a line drive to straightaway right field, and Jay Savino hardly has to move. He makes the catch for the first out of the inning. And now it's Zach Cole. Fayetteville down early 4-0. Three runs for Carolina in the bottom of the first, and then they added one more, an unearned run on an error going against Andrew Taylor in the second inning. The error was by Ricardo Below over at first base. Cole ready for the first pitch. And he lines it up the middle, a base hit. First pitch swinging, and Zach Cole gets on with another base hit, and it extends his hitting streak to 10 games. Zach Cole, before the game today, was named Carolina League Player of the Month. That comes just a day after he was named Houston Astros Minor League Player of the Month as well. So Zach Cole bringing in all the hardware over the month of June, where he hit .311. And led the Woodpeckers' offense. Luis Encarnacion now swings. He lines it into center. First pitch down for a single. Back-to-back base hits from the top two hitters of the Woodpeckers' order. And there's two on with one out. First and second for Tyler Whitaker. The Woodpeckers have set the stage to get themselves right back into this game with one swing. And who better to have at the plate right now than Tyler Whitaker, who has homered in each of his two games returning from the injured list for Fayetteville. Got the day off yesterday and takes this pitch outside. It is 1-0. Homered on Monday and then homered on Tuesday. Here's the set in 1-0, and Whitaker looks at a slider a little outside. Two balls and no strikes. With his solo home run on Tuesday night, Whitaker up to three homers and 15 RBIs on the year. Cole leads at second, Encarnacion over at first. Here's the 2-0, and a fastball is called a strike on the outside. Looked a little too outside, but the zone expands on Witt. 2-1. Next pitch on the way. And Whitaker bites it off. A foul ball right side and into the seats. Woodpeckers did not have a hit over the first two innings against Figueroa, first time through the order. But second time through, these guys start to make their adjustments. You have Kolonenka. Back-to-back singles in their second at-bats. Whitaker looking for a hit, 2-2, and he strikes out swinging. A high fastball at 92 miles an hour got him underneath. And that's the second out of the Fayetteville third.
Now batting for the Woodpeckers, number 9, Ricardo Ballou.
Now it's Ricardo Ballou who bounced into a double play that ended the first inning. This is the second time that Fayetteville's had runners at first and second. They did so with a pair of one-out walks in the first, but that double play ended the inning. Fayetteville's trying to avoid lead of being four on over the first three innings of this game. Ballou takes a strike, and it's nothing and one. Jefferson Figueroa extends the chest, pitches, and Ballou swings through a fastball. It is 0-2. Figueroa has walked two, hit a batter, and only struck out one, but trying to get back-to-back outs after surrendering the back-to-back singles. Here comes the kick in the 0-2. Ballou swings, pops it up behind home, and foul. And a slider is cut on and missed by Ballou down and inside. That'll end the inning. So Figueroa bounces back. Back-to-back strikeouts. And the Woodpeckers strand two more. They've left four aboard over three scoreless. They trail 4-0.
We've got our three contestants getting into place over all the
equipment. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, to be brighter.
Home third inning in Zebulon, and Andrew Taylor falls behind Gregory Barrios, first hitter of the inning, 1-0. And now he delivers a strike. It is 1-1. 4-0 Mudcats. They've scored three in the first, one more in the second. Three of the four runs are earned against Taylor. An error with two outs on a grounder at first caused the fourth run to come home. Here's the 1-1. Barrios got under it. A pop fly over to third. Waiting for it to come down is Tyler Whitaker, and he makes the catch for out number one. Well, Woodpeckers fans, this day in Woodpeckers history, we go back to 1 year ago today, July 6th of 2022. The Woodpeckers are going to the bottom of the eighth inning at home, Segra Stadium, against the Down East Wood Ducks. The game tied 2-2. Miguel Palma delivers the game-winning hit with an RBI single to center field that scored Logan Cerny for the 3-2 lead. Woodpeckers go on to win 3-2, and Christian Mejias pitches a scoreless ninth inning to complete five shutout frames from the bullpen. He walked just one and allowed just one hit make it over those five scoreless innings and earned his fourth winning decision of the year. Nothing and one on Jeremy Vargas as Andrew Taylor gets ahead. Second baseman towards the middle. Next pitch, and he got him to flail at a slider. Andrew Taylor starting to command the off-speed pretty well here the second time through the lineup card, and it's 0-2. First time up, Jeremy Vargas came away with a walk. And so far, Taylor has the better of him this time around. Base is empty, one gone. Here's the pitch. Vargas takes down and outside. And it's 1-2. Four runs on four Fayetteville hits, no errors. No runs on two Fayetteville hits and one error. 1-2 pitch, and that missed outside. A check swing, they appeal, he did not go. Two balls and two strikes on Vargas. Jason Vina, the Carolina home run leader, stands on deck. He'll get to bat next. Taylor leaning in, tucking that glove under the left arm and getting the sign from Gastone. Now he goes to the belt, pitches the 2-2, and Vargas goes down waving. A high fastball got him to climb up top, and there's two gone for Andrew Taylor on his third strikeout of the game.
Now ready for the Mudcats, number 9, Chase Avina.
So here's Jace Avina. Hit his eighth home run of the season yesterday in the 7-5 loss and takes strike one to start out this at bat. Avina is the home run leader, but he's only batting 170 on the year for the Mudcats and is on base percentage at 321. Taylor goes down to the belt, hunches the shoulders, pitches a changeup, and got a swing from Avina. He went down and inside to try and spoil it off. And Taylor's got ahead of back-to-back hitters, 0-2. Good sign here as he's made some adjustments in the third and starting to settle in. Trying to complete his first scoreless inning of the night as 0-2 to Avina. Misses outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Another light crowd here in Zebulon today. One of those crowds where you can hear individual conversations being had. 1-2 the count, two outs. Taylor ready. Here's the pitch, and he strikes out Avina swinging. A slider low and outside got him, and Andrew Taylor goes 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. The Woodpeckers trail 4-0 going to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
We play the top of the fourth inning, and the Woodpeckers down 4-0 today. Game three of the series, level one game apiece, and the Woodpeckers trying to take the upper hand, but need to do some comeback, and against the right-hander Jefferson Figueroa. And he delivers a strike to Dari Lorenzo, the switch hitter batting from the left side. Dari today has gone 0-for-1. With a fly out to center field, the next pitch inside on him. One ball and one strike, John Garcia, and then Jackson Lofton. The 5 and 6 hitters will bat next. One coming home, and a changeup called for a strike to Dari. Nice day for him yesterday. Came up with a couple of doubles early in the game, almost to identical spots into the right center field gap. Here's the 1-2, and it's outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes as we reach the 8 o'clock hour in the evening here on the East Coast. All the sunlight has left the diamond. The stadium lights have flicked on. A little bit of setting sun on the high banners and the billboard up above the right field wall. And Lorenzo looks at strike three, a changeup on the low outside corner. He is rung up by Shane Sullivan. And when you go back to the third, Jefferson Figueroa has now struck out 3 straight Woodpeckers. John Garcia coming up after he was hit by a pitch in the middle of the shoulders his last time in the second. First pitch from Figueroa on a line out into right center field, and it falls in for a base hit. And John Garcia gets to first. His third hit over the last two games, had a 2-for-5 day yesterday. And today he started out 1-for-1, reached both times. Just a note sent to me by our statistician, Colin Casey, who's tracking the game in Massachusetts. He notes that that hit-by-pitch for John Garcia in the second inning was the 17th hit-by-pitch this year for Garcia. That's the second most in any Woodpecker season, behind only Scott Manea, who was hit 22 times during the 2019 campaign. And we still got a lot of games to go, so not one of those records that you want to set, but John Garcia may very well end up being the new record holder by season's end in plunkings. Jackson Lofton looks at a strike on the 1-0. Now an even 1-1 count with one out in the inning. 4-0 Carolina, we're in the top of the fourth. Figueroa kicks, pitches, Lofton swings, and fouls it straight backwards. One and two, the count on Lofton. And the pitch is off the pitcher, line drive. Figueroa corrals it, throws over to first, and gets the out. Figueroa returned fire, and now he's a little hurt. He goes off to the right side of the mound, and he's calling for the trainer and the manager to come check him out. Figueroa got hit in the backside. He was able to turn away from the baseball. And I think just pure adrenaline at the moment carried him through that play to get the out, but he quickly after that pointed to the dugout, said, come on over here. It looks like he got hit in the hip. So team athletic trainer going out there. Victor Estevez is also going to head that way and see what they want to do about their starter. And Figueroa called into duty late today. Their originally scheduled starter, Alexander Valencio, he was hurt. He wasn't able to go, so Carolina wouldn't want to lose another pitcher due to injury. After a brief conversation, Figueroa is going to get back up to the mound and try and throw a couple of warm-up pitches and see how he feels. Meanwhile, Carolina will activate their bullpen just in case they need to make a move. There is a right-hander starting to loosen out there. And the new arm getting loose for Carolina is number 13, Jose Chavez. And they won't go to Chavez. Looks like Figueroa is going to be able to stay in this game. He's at 53 pitches, which is near a season high for him. And with two outs, he's trying to close down his fourth scoreless inning facing Sandro Gastón. Stays in the game after getting hit by the liner. And Gastón takes on the inside. Don't know if he necessarily wanted to come out of the game. It was more or less just a, hey, come on out here, check me out, and buy a little bit of time so I can shake that one off after getting hit with the liner. Here's the 1-0. And Gastón chases to the outside. Throw it going up the middle of the diamond. And a tag was close. Vargas got the tag down. John Garcia slid in just barely. That's a trick that John Garcia will often try behind the plate. Snapping a throw up the middle to second, trying to backpick a runner. He was almost the victim of it. Takes a big lead off a second. Vargas will creep closer to the bag, try and hold him on. 1-1 to Gastón, runs outside in the dirt. And the count is 2-1. Baseball just got loose from the left field bullpen, so they'll call for time. And Sandro will await his 2-1 pitch. Gastón 0-for-1 with a ground out to second base. The Woodpeckers have left four runners on over the first three innings. And Gastón flies it out into left center, sprinting over into the gap. Nicasia makes the catch, and now they leave a fifth runner on. John Garcia unable to score after he singles. He's left at second, and we go bottom four with Fayetteville down 4-0. It's time for Mike the Mudcat to show off. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Man.
Andrew Taylor gets ahead 0-1 on Jesus Parra to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. His next pitch sails up high, and it's one ball and one strike on the Carolina eight hitter and first baseman. He's 0-1 tonight with a fly out to center field. Fayetteville trails 4-0 here in the home fourth. And the pitch from Taylor misses low. Two balls and one strike. Taylor at 56 pitches. There is a little bullpen activity out in right. Ian Fago is starting to stretch. Two balls and a strike as Taylor delivers and gets a swing from Parra and a miss. Nothing in, 2-2. Blaber Diaz on deck, the nine hitter, and then the top man in Kalan Nicasia. Two balls and two strikes. Taylor delivers, and a pop fly is hit towards that right field bullpen, and it will sail foul into the seats. No runs on three base hits and one error tonight for Fayetteville. Meanwhile, for Carolina, four runs on four hits and no errors for the Mudcats. 2-2, and here's the pitch from Taylor. The chopper foul left side and onto the rain tarp. And it'll stay where it is on the 6'2" right-hander out of the country of Venezuela. Home run. 2-2 coming home. And Taylor missed outside and examines the landing spot after he planted. Three and two on Parra. And Taylor's pitch is lifted along the right field line. Zach Cole gives it a look, but it will tail foul into the stands once again. And it stays full on Parra. Play 7 o'clock again tomorrow night. 5 o'clock on Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday to wrap up this series and head into the Major League All-Star break. 3-2. Is a strike to Parra. Down he goes looking. And Andrew Taylor picks up the strikeout. Now number one of the home fourth. Three straight strikeouts now for Taylor, flashing back to the third. And Blayberg Diaz gets ready to step in. Right-handed batter and nine hitters, 1-for-1 with a single, and he scored that unearned run against Taylor in the second. That was the result of a fielding error by Ricardo below the first baseman. Slider missed away, and it's 1-0 on Diaz. A 248 hitter on the year after his base hit. And he cuts through a fastball. It is 1-1. Taylor's trying to complete four innings as he did his last time out on the at Segres Stadium out of the bullpen. 1-1 pitch. Diaz swings and flies it to right. This will slice over the bullpen and get foul. Infield, outfield, straight up against the righty Diaz. And here comes the 1-2 from Taylor. He got him to chase. A slider sweeping away. Strike three. Nice pitch by Andrew Taylor. He struts around the back of the mound and picks up another strikeout. Four in a row, now six for Taylor through his 3 2/3 innings. And here comes Kalan Nicasia. First pitch to Nicasio, looked at for strike one. Taylor's had the better of Kalan Nicasio tonight. He struck him out in both trips to the plate. Here's Taylor's offering, and it shorted the plate, a slider. And Nicasio able to lay off, one and one. Bullpen activity continues out for Carolina in left field. You have Ian Fago continuing to warm in right. So both pens are up and going at this point. Chavez still the right-hander out there for the Mudcats. A guy we've not yet seen in this series. One ball and one strike to Nicasio. The pitch coming home has popped up. Drifting into first base side foul territory. Ricardo Belo all the way to the extended warning track makes the catch in front of his own dugout. And the inning is over. Andrew Taylor goes 1-2-3 again. He's set down 7 in a row since the second and is holding the 4-0 lead as we go to the fifth. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
We are into the top of the fifth inning, and the Woodpeckers trail the Mudcats tonight 4-0. New pitcher into the game for Carolina. It is the right-hander Jose Chavez, and he delivers strike one to Molina. Chavez comes in behind the starter, Jefferson Figueroa, who does not go long enough today to earn a winning decision. Chavez will become the new pitcher of record as he gets a slider by the swing of Leo. It's nothing and two. Molina will be followed by the top of the order in Zach Cole and then Luis Encarnacion. And he goes down on three pitches. A slider low and outside got him to chase. One out in the fifth.
Now batting for the Woodpeckers, number six, Zach Cole.
Jose Chavez is a 6'4" right-hander, originally from Augusta, Georgia. So he grew up in Carolina League territory. Here's the pitch to Zach Cole, and it's strike one. Chavez was added to the Carolina roster on June 20th from the ACL Brewers, their Arizona Complex League team. Cole numbs it foul, and the count to nothing and two. Zach Cole, reigning Carolina League Player of the Month. He'll get to have that accolade all the way through July and even try and win it again. 1-for-2 on the day with a single, and he grounds this ball over to first. That bounces off of Parra out towards second base, and it'll be an error. First Carolina error of the day as Parra went down to a knee, and it just kicked right off of his right thigh. So Cole is on with one out. And his speed on the bases as well, that's what you love.
Now batting for the Woodpeckers, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
And now Luis Encarnacion steps in. Four runs, four hits, now one error for Carolina. Cole not going on the first pitch. Encarnacion swings and hits a liner to center. Playable for Nicasias. He drifts a couple steps to his left and snares it for out number two. And now it's Tyler Whitaker coming up. Whitaker today has drawn a walk and also struck out. Cole breaking for second on the first pitch. A high fastball. Throw down is not in time. Cole slides in under the tag and has a stolen base. Again, the Woodpeckers get a runner in scoring position. Fayetteville has had a man on in every single inning, but they've left five on through the first four, trying to avoid leaving a sixth. Trying to cut into this 4-0 Carolina lead. Whitaker in a 1-0 count. First pitch was high. Next one home is down and away. And the count is 2-0. Whitaker batting 256. Right around where he was when he went to the injured list back in May. Three balls and no strikes now on Whitaker. With two outs in the inning, man at second. Chavez pitches and finds the zone with a strike. Now 3-1 on Witt. All three Fayetteville hits tonight have been singles. Still looking for that extra base hit that could drive home a run. And a pop fly off to the right side will get foul. The count is now 3-2. Whitaker got the day off yesterday, played back-to-back games in his return from the injured list, and I'm not trying to give him too much of a workload right out of the gate. A little bit of rest yesterday. Now he takes strike three on 3-2 pitch, and that will end the inning. Fayetteville's put him on, but they've been unable to bring him around halfway through it tonight, and Carolina pitching a shutout, 4-0 over Fayetteville.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Stood a rain, cold and damp. Still the warm winds.
Podcast number 28, Luke Adams.
We play at the bottom of the fifth inning, and Alimber Santa gets the ball behind Andrew Taylor, who goes four innings in the start today. Carolina leads 4-0. Alimber Santa pitches to Adams and pumps in a fastball for a strike. It is 1-1. So Andrew Taylor's day done. Both of these ball clubs turn into their bullpens in the fifth. Luke Adams has been hit by a pitch, scored a run, and also flied out to left. And the pitch down and outside to him. Two balls and one strike. As Alimber Santa gets his night started, facing the 2, 3, and 4 of the Mudcats order, Adams, Castillo, and Perez. Two ball, one strike pitch. Adams takes a strike right on the inside. So final line for Andrew Taylor tonight. Reads his 4 innings. He gave up 4 runs, and 3 of those are earned. 1 unearned due to a fielding error that cost him a run in the second. And he struck out a total of 6, walked 1. Gave up 4 total hits. Alimber Santa goes to the breaking ball, strikes out Adam swinging for the first out.
Now ready for the Mudcats, please welcome number 29, Luis Castillo.
So now it's Luis Castillo up for a third time. He's gone 1-for-2 today. Reached down a double and an error. And here's the pitch from Santa. It's outside. 1 ball and no strikes. Alimber Santa, kind of like Andrew Taylor, has worked in a tandem most of the season as a starter and as a reliever. Here's the pitch. And that's an inside breaking ball. Almost clipped Castillo's back foot. 2-0. Santa has a 2-5 record and a 5.74 ERA. Tonight, he is pitching in his 16th game of the year and 7th out of the bullpen. His 2-0 to Castillo. Missed inside. And it's 3 balls and no strikes. Over 53 1/3, Santa has allowed 51 hits, along with 43 walks and 66 strikeouts. He peers in, winds, and throws the 3-0 and gets a fastball over at 94. 3 balls and one strike, the count on Castillo. Playing in just his second game with the Mudcats after debuting yesterday, did not have a base hit. First hit in the Carolina League came in the first inning of this game, a double. 3 ball, one strike offering. And he swings and spoils it off left side into the stands. And now the pitch is high to Castillo. That is ball 4.
Luis Castillo draws a walk, courtesy of Verizon Wireless. Fans, you walk into Verizon and learn how you can stay connected on the network.
So Castillo gets on. That's the first Carolina base runner since back in the second inning. Andrew Taylor finished his night on a high note, retiring the last 7 batters he faced. Did not give up a base runner beyond the error in the second inning. So now Carolina gets a man on. And the first pitch to Hedbert Perez, who's homered tonight, is a strike. 0-1. Perez lifting a high arcing fly ball just over the short wall and right. For his 6th home run of the year, that came in the first inning off Andrew Taylor. Runner on the go to second. A pitch is down in the dirt, blocked by Gaston. Castillo slides in head first without a throw, and he has a stolen bag. So Carolina getting aggressive on the base pads. That's their second base they've swiped today against Gaston. And just through the luck of the draw, Castillo picked the right pitch to go on, a breaking ball that missed downstairs. One ball and one strike to count with 1 out. Man at second base. Carolina tries to add to their 4-0 lead, and now time will be called, and Gastone's going to go out to the mound and talk with Santa. Make sure they're on the same page with the pitch counts. Gives us a chance to peek around the Carolina League for the first time tonight. Salem over Lynchburg 7-3. That game is in the top of the seventh inning. Red Sox trying to grab their 36th win of the year. Myrtle Beach and Augusta are through four, and they are tied 4-4 in North Augusta. Fredericksburg shutting out Delmarva in the fifth, 3-0 to score there. And Columbia also tossing a shutout against Charleston. They lead 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And then you have a game that was suspended yesterday in Kannapolis. They completed it today. Kannapolis went on to win 11-4 in that game over the Wood Ducks. And now they're playing a seven-inning game on the back end, and Down East leads 2-1 in the middle of the fifth. 2-1 pitch, and Perez sears one on the ground over towards the bullpen on the right side. Then hit right underneath the metal bench, and all those relievers had to lift their legs up out of the way in unison. It was like they were doing the can-can. Two balls and two strikes on Hedbert Perez. As Alimber Santa looks for his second out of the fifth inning. And here comes his kick and offer. A curveball missed up high. And it's 3-2. So full count, and Santa will step off. He wants a new set of signs from Gastone as he works against Hedbert Perez. Here's the set and the payoff pitch. A line drive ripped to second below. Spears it, goes to second base, and gets the out to complete the double play. 4-6 is Castillo was caught off the bag, and the inning is over. Good contact, but it leads to the closure of the fifth inning, and we head to the sixth. Fayetteville down 4-0. Thin and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
First pitch of the sixth inning rolled out to first base for Parra. He'll collect and take it to the bag himself, retiring Ricardo Below, the cleanup hitter. Below goes to 0 for 3. He's the first out of the inning, and now Dari Lorenzo attacks the first pitch. He flies into right center field. Avina drifting over. He makes the grab. So two pitches, two outs for Jose Chavez in a very snappy start to this top of the sixth. Woodpeckers are down 4-0, and what's really hurt them is their lack of production when base runners have been on. They put a runner on base in every inning today, but they've been unable to bring anybody around. They have left six on over five innings. And now John Garcia, the right-handed hitting left fielder, is up to bat. He's been hit by a pitch today and also singled, been on twice, and left on twice, as mentioned a moment ago. He's been one of those guys that's been trying to come around and score, but hasn't had any hits behind him. Just three Fayetteville hits on the day. They've all been singles from Cole Encarnacion and this guy, John Garcia. Here's the 1-1. He swings, grounds one towards the middle, ranging to his left from short Barrios. He picks, throws on the run, and a backhanded dig at first by Parra is snatched out of the dirt. And the inning is over. 1-2-3. Fayetteville goes down in order for the first time all night. And we're going to the bottom of the sixth with Carolina leading 4-0. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Welcome back to Five Counties Stadium. Andrew Chapman with you on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. It is the bottom of the sixth inning, and Gregory Barrios begins the inning against right-hander Alimber Santa, back out for his second frame of work. Here's a first pitch swing, pop fly out into shallow right, drifting back on it, Dari Lorenzo, and he will make the catch in the shallow grass for out number one. Alimber Santa has gone scoreless so far. He came on in the fifth behind Taylor. Got a walk and a strikeout, then a line-out double play to get him out of the inning. Faced the minimum as a result. Now stepping in is Jeremy Vargas, who struck out against Taylor his last time and has also drawn a walk. Vargas with his third at bat takes the first pitch outside and it runs past the catcher for ball one. Second baseman Dari Lorenzo placed towards the middle of the diamond. Below is off in the line, trying to close the right side. And the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. 1-1 on Vargas. Here comes the 1-1, and that sails up and inside. Two balls and one strike. Jason Vina, team home run leader, he stands on deck, and he'll get a chance to hit in this inning again. Santa shuffles through the signs, shakes the head once, now nods, winds, and throws. The 2-1 pitch is in there, a fastball. And it's 2-2 on Vargas. 17 RBIs on the year, hits with the bases empty, and one gone in the home sixth. 4-0 Carolina. And here comes the 2-2. It is inside. Three balls and two strikes. Fayetteville pitching has hit a batter and given up just two walks, so they've been pretty pinpoint today with their location. And now the payoff pitch on the way. Santa spins a slider, low and away. That is ball four. Not a bad idea for the pitch, but a good layoff by Vargas gives him his second walk of the game.
You want to stay connected on the network that more people rely on. Walk into Verizon Wireless. Now, buddy, for the webcast, please welcome number 9, Jay Savina.
And now it's Jay Savina. Avina with his 8 home runs, 24 RBIs ready. Vargas going on the first pitch. It's inside and pops out of the mitt of Gastone as he tried to transfer. So Vargas steals second, and that's the third stolen base tonight for the Mudcats.
And big city results, that's Swain Wall.
They have not been hesitant, that is, to steal on Sandro Gastone tonight. Here's the 1-0 kick and pitch. Vargas going again. It's a swing at a fastball, and Gastone throws it wildly out into left. They say the hitter obstructed Gastone, and they will call Jace Avina out and send Vargas back to second. Victor Estevez is coming down the line to argue. It did look like Gastone had to take a step out in front of the plate. I don't know if there was ever contact with the batter. Didn't seem like there was any contact, but Gastone almost had to double clutch, step out in front of home plate to create an angle, and then throw up the third base line. And that's enough in the eyes of an umpire oftentimes to rule batter's interference. As a hitter, you can't just stand in the box and obstruct the lane. You really have to back out and give the catcher an angle to throw. So Victor Estevez is always pretty mild-mannered when it comes to talking to these umpires. And it's a long conversation that won't result in any sort of ejection. But Estevez is going to go back to the third base coach's box, and this game will carry on. Jay Savina is out, so he is ruled out. Avina was stepping back into the plate, and now it's clarified that he is out. I was awful confused why Jay Savina was stepping back in, and the home plate umpire even put his mask on and everything and said, wait, you're out. So Avina does go back to the dugout. He is out. Batter's interference, second out of the inning, and Jesus Parra is coming up to the plate. And here's the first pitch to Parra. It's a low breaking ball for a ball, 1-0. Up in high A today, the Asheville Tourists playing in the South Atlantic League. They're on the road in Bowling Green taking on the Hot Rods. Miguel Oyola gets the start today for the Tourists, and he's given up 3 runs in the bottom of the third. Asheville trailing early 4-1. Jesus Parra ready. The 1-0 pitch with the runner on the move. Here's the throw down, and that one sails past the bag. Vargas gets to his feet, comes home, and this time there's no batter interference. It's a throwing error and a Carolina run. 5-0 Fish in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Stolen base was brought to you by Swain Law. Remember, Swain Law, small town values and big city results. That's Swain Law.
Well, that's what Carolina was hoping to do a moment ago. Resulted in batter's interference first time around. That time Parra ducked and allowed Gastone to throw. And he sailed another one. So some inaccurate throwing right now by Gastone. Second Fayetteville error will lead to the second unearned run of the game. And now Santa buzzes a fastball up and in on Parra. 2-1 the count. And the next pitch gets him to cut through a slider. It is 2-2. Two outs, bases clear. Carolina scored in a third inning tonight. 5-0. Ground ball pushed over to first. Scooped in by Below with two hands. He'll jog over to first, stomp on the bag, and the inning is over. So Carolina grabs a run. They get aggressive on the bases. Steals second, third. A throwing error gets Vargas home. And we go to the seventh with Fayetteville down 5-0. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We're in the top of the seventh inning, and the Woodpeckers trailing 5-0 to the Carolina Mudcats. Jackson Lofton swings and lines this one fair inside a left field line. That gets by the left fielder Perez for a moment, rolls into the corner, and Jackson Lofton will make it down to second base. So Lofton with a leadoff double. Woodpeckers put a runner into scoring position. And again, they have the opportunity to bring somebody home. They've put a runner on in six of seven innings tonight. Gastone now at the plate. And Lofton takes a big secondary lead, not going, and the pitch is down and inside. So Gastone tonight has gone 0-2. Lofton at second base as Jose Chavez back out there for another inning, delivers a fastball, and it's tipped by Gastone for strike one. Spin around and a throw down to second. Lofton gets back in time. Lofton's gone 1-for-3 tonight, and he has a base hit in every game of this series so far. Good to see Lofton's bat traveling well on the road. It's the sixth hit of the series to this stage. 1-1, And there's a strike on a pitch that looked outside to Sandro. But he'll take the count to 1-2. A Jackson Lofton double, fourth hit for Fayetteville today, first for extra bases. He's going to third. Gaston swings and fouls it off to the left side. One ball, two strikes. Pitch to Sandro is hit well out into right center. Long run for Nicasi over into the gap, and he makes the catch. Lofton's tagging from second to third. Here comes the throw, rolling into the bag, and Lofton barely got in there. Adams dropped a quick tag. Lofton did not slide, and he barely got into third base without being doubled off. And Ricky Rivera kind of pointing to his helmet as Lofton got in there saying, hey, look at me, look at me. I'm going to give you the sign to slide. And Lofton kind of didn't look at his skipper. Good thing is it didn't cost him. Runner at third with one out. Best chance Fayetteville's had to put a run on the board today. Well, the hits haven't been dropping. You are looking for just something on the infield here, middle infield that could bring them home, anything to the outfield, deep sack fly, or maybe even a wild pitch to cut into this 5-0 deficit. Here's the pitch to Molina. Fastball runs up and in on him. Almost grazed him. 2-0 the count. And the next pitch is hacked at and missed. Molina pulled his head out of the zone. That was a big-time swing, and I think he might have had visions of last night when he clubbed the solo home run over the left field wall. Fayetteville homered twice in each of the first two games of this series. Nothing tonight as Molina spoils it off towards Zach Cole, who's waiting in the on-deck circle. And now time is called by the catcher. Diaz wants to give Chavez another set of signs. One out, and Leo Molina in a 2-2 count. Lofton, big lead off of third. The pitch to Leo is shot off foul into the screen. And he'll keep it where it is. Good battle right now being had by Leo against Chavez, who he faces for the first time. Molina's gone 0-for-2 today, both times against the starter Figueroa. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and he fouls it away again. An outside slider, and forcing Chavez to labor a little more and more with each pitch. Here comes the 2-2 home, and Molina fouls it off again. Inside fastball, and just did enough to get a piece of it. Out in Double-A tonight, the Texas League, the Corpus Christi Hooks are level with San Antonio 1-1. That game is currently in the bottom of the fourth inning. Identical line scores, 5 hits per side, no errors in that game between the Missions and the Hooks. And now Molina grounds it up the middle, a base hit. What an at-bat by Leo Molina. Saw a ton of pitches on the ninth, the eighth pitch of the at-bat. He rolls it into center for an RBI single. And the shutout bid is no more. The Woodpeckers are on the board.
Zach Cole.
Leo Molina drives in his second run of the series after his solo home run yesterday. And now we will have a meeting on the mound as Michael O'Neill is going to make his way out there and have a conversation with his right-hander Chavez. Meanwhile, they await Zach Cole to come to the plate with one out. Mudcats still leading 5-1, but the Woodpeckers starting to string some stuff together for the first time. Tonight on the mound for Corpus Christi, one of the top pitching prospects in the farm system, Colton Gordon, has gone four innings, and he's already struck out 7. allowed one earned run on five hits, one walk. So Colton having a good night. All five Corpus Christi hits have been singles. And then at the AAA level tonight, the Corpus, Sugarland Space Cowboys, they are on the road in Round Rock against the Rangers affiliate, former Astros affiliate, the Round Rock Express, and Sugarland trails early 2-0 in the top of the third. Zach Cole takes strike one to begin his at-bat after the meeting on the mound. Molina's over at first, 5-1 Carolina. And here's the pitch from Chavez with Molina running. It's a high and outside fastball. Throw down, tag applied, and Molina is out. Tagged on the back of the left leg in the hamstring area. And Barrio slapped a quick one down to retire Molina. And that's the second out. And now Zach Cole coming up to the plate in a 1-1 count. Base is now clear for him. And here's the pitch. He swings through a fastball. And it's 1-2. Cole up to a team-high average of .278. Has a single today that extended his hitting streak to a season-high 10 games. Here's the 1-2. And it is framed outside. Didn't get the call. Two balls and two strikes. And Cole strikes out swinging, a changeup got him. So Fayetteville gets on the board. RBI single by Leo Molina scores Lofton. And it's time to stretch in Carolina with the Mudcats on top, 5-1.
Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the team and stats tab, and click on press box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches. Plus, a listen live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
The world is a vampire. Sent to J.A.A. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? Betrayed desires. And a piece of game.
Welcome back to Zebulon, where it is the bottom of the seventh inning. We are all stretched out. Carolina trying to take the upper hand in this series over the Woodpeckers. 5-1 the score. Blayberg Diaz leads it off against Alimber Santa in his third inning of relief work. Santa out of the windup, pitches and misses outside with a slider. The count is 1-1. Quick update around the Carolina League as we look to the out-of-town scoreboard. We're working around the Astros affiliates. It was an organizational sweep yesterday. Even the big league team got a win as a soft line drive is lifted over the leap of Leo at short and down into shallow left center field. Leadoff single for Blayberg Diaz, his second base hit of the game.
Now batting for the Mudcats,
A lot of offense coming tonight for the Boston Red Sox affiliate, the Salem Red Sox. 9 runs on 14 hits as they lead big over Lynchburg 9-3. Carolina has a 5-1 lead here in Zebulon. Myrtle Beach 5-4 over Augusta as they've taken a lead. That game was tied in the fifth 4-4. So the Pelicans, first half champions of the South, lead by a run on the road. Delmarva has come all the way back, and they have tied up Fredericksburg 4-4. That game was 3-0 Frednats for a moment. Here's the 1-0, and it's foul tipped by Nicasia at the top of the order, 1-1. Columbia still leading 3-0 over Charleston. They've held Charleston scoreless into just 2 base hits as a pitching staff. Then you have Down East and Kannapolis in their 7-inning game tied up 2-2 in the bottom of the 6th. And again, they completed a suspended game from yesterday due to rain, and Kannapolis won that 11-4. Deep fly hit foul down the right field line by Nicasia. He got all of that one just a little bit early. 1-2. He's hit a couple of home runs in the head-to-head series this year with Fayetteville. Kaylin Nicasia ready for a 1-2 pitch from Santa. And here it comes. It missed a little low. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Nicasia. Molina towards the middle. Third baseman Whitaker is off of the line. And here's the 2-2 from Santa. He struck him out swinging on a low fastball. Nice pitch for round number 1 of the 7th.
Now batting for the Mud Cats, please welcome number 28, Luke Adams.
So now it's Luke Adams. He's been hit by a pitch, flied out to the left, and also struck out. First pitch from Santa, fastball placed for strike 1. Man at first, 1 gone. 5-1 Carolina in the home 7th inning. Mudcats have led all night long since their 3-run bottom of the 1st. And now the 0-1 pitch. Adams takes it way up high. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Houston Astros are in action today at the big league level. They're in the middle of their series with the Seattle Mariners hosting the divisional opponents tonight in Houston. And the Mariners have an early 3-0 lead in the bottom of the 3rd of that game. Dive a little deeper into the box score for the Astros tonight. Eugenio Suarez hit a 2-run home run that gave Seattle the lead in the 2nd. That was his 10th of the year. 1-2 count on Adams here as Santa sets the belt. Runner going to 2nd. Adams swings and fouls the pitch off. And it stays at 1-2. You also have J.P. Crawford hitting a solo home run in the top of the 3rd inning. So Seattle has used the long ball tonight to take that 3-0 lead. Houston with just a pair of base hits, one from former Woodpecker Yiner Diaz, and the other coming off the bat of another former Woodpecker, Corey Jolks, who's having a good big league season. He's batting .283 since his call-up from AAA. Adams strikes out swinging on the next pitch. A slider got him. And Limber Santa has struck out the 2 hitters at the top of the Carolina order. 2 gone in the 7th. And Luis Castillo coming to the plate. On the mound today for Houston, Ronel Blanco. Houston Astros are short when it comes to their pitching staff, and Ronel has gotten an opportunity to join up with the big league rotation. Hasn't quite had as much success as, say, a J.P. France, who's been in the rotation most of the year. Here's a ground ball pulled to 2nd, should end the inning. Forward on it, Lorenzo scoops with 1 hand, flips short over to 1st, and the inning comes to a close. 7 innings in the books tonight in Zebulon. The Mudcats have a 5-1 lead over Fayetteville as we move to the 8th. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. We play the top of the eighth inning, and the Woodpeckers trying to come back from a four-run deficit late, 5-1, Carolina on top. Luis Encarnacion flies the 1-0 pitch out into left center field. Hedbert Perez will take the angle, add into the alleyway, and secure it for out number one. So the Woodpeckers with five more outs to play with tonight. Tyler Whitaker makes his way to the dish. Fayetteville's trailed all night long. Going back to the three-run bottom of the first, and Andrew Taylor currently on the hook for a loss tonight. Tyler Whitaker takes the pitch a little low, and that is ball one on him. Jose Chavez is back out there again for another inning, but there is a little bit of Carolina bullpen activity. Whitaker tonight has walked and struck out twice. Here's the 2-0, and that runs up and in on him. Three balls and no strikes. The right-handed pitcher warming up out there for Carolina is number 46, Jason Pena. And perhaps he'll be the guy that tries to lock it down come the ninth inning, or record a couple more outs if they need him here in the eighth. Tyler Whitaker draws a walk. Takes ball four. And he's on for his second walk of the game. Still 0 for 2, though. Ricardo Belo coming up. Feels like Fayetteville, if they want a puncher's chance in a game like this, they need to get a couple of base runners on and then get that big hit that can bring them around. Maybe a multi-run homer. Somebody can lay into one. Fastball up and outside to Belo. And starts him out 1-0. A run on five Fayetteville hits and two errors. They've been costly errors. They've led to a pair of unearned runs. One a throwing error, one a fielding error. Whitaker's off and moving. He's going to second. Here's the throw down, and it is not in time. Whitaker makes it in safe with a feet-first slide. It was a close throw, an accurate throw by Diaz. Low and right to the front corner of that second base bag. A quick swipe was dropped by Barrios, but Whitaker got in there. Second Fayetteville stolen base in the game as the 2-0 to below is cut on and missed. Two balls and one strike on the switch hitter batting from the left side. Ricardo Below has gone 0 for 3 today with a strikeout, ground out, and another grounder that led to a double play. Next pitch, and he whiffs through a changeup. 2 and 2. Chavez leaning in. He's at the shoulders. He pitches, and below, foul tips it to keep the count even. Elsewhere around baseball today, there are a few games that have gone final. Brewers beat the Cubs in Milwaukee 6-5. Victor Caratini hit a go-ahead home run in the bottom of the eighth inning for Milwaukee that ultimately won them that game. Here's a fly ball out into center. That'll stay up for Nicasias. He drifts forward, makes the catch. And there are two out in the Fayetteville eighth. Tyler Whitaker holding at second base. Dari Lorenzo coming up. The Tigers blew out the Oakland A's today, 9-0. Oakland's dropped to 25-64. The Tigers got a two-run single out of Javier Baez. A part of that effort, and scored in seven of eight innings in that game. Now out of the dugout, Victor Esteves will take the baseball and hand it to Jason Pena. Chavez off the mound. He gives up the one run, but departs with a 5-1 lead and a man at second. Two gone in the eighth. When we return, Dari Lorenzo coming to the plate on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
Punisher, still got what you're looking for.
Carolina turns to the bullpen and their right-hander Jason Pena for the first time in this series. He'll be asked to get the final out of the eighth and maybe the final outs of the ninth. 5-1 the lead that he inherits and a man at second base in Tyler Whitaker. Here's the 0-1 to Lorenzo, and he pops it out of play left side. Jason Pena has a 4-1 record for the Fish this year. 5.83 ERA in 22 games. He's pitched 29 in the third inning, struck out about one per, 28, and has walked 20, giving up 19 earned runs, four home runs. Nothing in two, and Lorenzo taps it foul. Dari hits with the runner Whitaker at second base. He walked and stole second. But Fayetteville's left only one RBI hit with a runner in scoring position. That was the single from Molina into center in the seventh. 0-2 misses outside. The runners left on base is something that you'll circle today if the Woodpeckers aren't able to come back. They've gone 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position and left six on so far. One ball and two strikes as Lorenzo battles. Here's the pitch from Pena, and he misses outside with it. Two balls and two strikes. In the top of the bottom of the eighth inning, should say, it'll be Perez, Barrios, and Vargas, the 4, 5, and 6 batters to Facey presume Alimber Santa with no Fayetteville bullpen activity. 2-2 with two outs. Pitch to Lorenzo, pulled foul into that right field bullpen. There's been five hits per side. Overall, the Woodpeckers pitching staff did a pretty good job of limiting the Carolina bats, but there's been a couple of errors that have led to a pair of runs and then just some timely singles. Next pitch down and away to Lorenzo, and he's gone from 0-2 down to 3-2 full. See if Dari can try and get on, and then if he reaches, you'll have the tying run in the on-deck circle. John Garcia is taking some warm-up hacks over there, hoping he'll get a chance in the inning. 2-2 pitch, or 3-2 pitch make it, and Lorenzo takes it down and inside. That is a walk, and Pena puts him on. Two on with two out, and the catcher going out to the mound. We're running through the Major League Baseball scoreboard tonight. If you're tracking some of the big league action along with us, a few games had gone final. The Brewers beating the Cubs. Tigers blow out the A's. Reds won an extra innings in the nation's capital today, scoring two runs in the top of the 10th. Nick Senzel hit a go-ahead home run in that 10th inning, two-run homer to help them win. Reds are 49-39. First pitch strike to the new batter, John Garcia. Dodgers and Pirates still going to get going at 10-10 tonight. D-backs and Mets from Arizona at 9:40. Red Sox are trailing the Rangers 5-4 at the end of the sixth. Here's a line drive down the left field side and into the corner. Hustling home Tyler Whitaker, and they'll wave Lorenzo. He's around third, coming down the line, and he scores. Garcia into second with a two-run double. And the Woodpeckers are alive and kicking in the eighth. 5-3 the score. Biggest hit of the night coming off the bat of John Garcia. His second hit of the game. Back-to-back multi-hit efforts for Garcia. And now Jackson Lofton, the tying run, is at the plate. First pitch from Pena, and Lofton fouls it off. So Fayetteville has Jason Pena's number. Pena, going back to his recent games, has struggled a bit. He gave up two earned runs in one inning on the road and down east in his first July appearance. That was on July 2nd. Pitches tonight for the first time in 4 days. And he's given up another run. Whitaker scoring will go to the record of Jose Chavez, and then Lorenzo will be the responsibility of Pena's. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Here's the belt tie set, the pitch home. Lofton strikes out swinging on a slider down and away. So you needed a multi-run inning late. Woodpeckers got it. They inched themselves closer with three outs to play with. They're now down 5-3, going bottom eight when we return.
Birdsnest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Well, this game has become a little more pressure-packed in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two-run top half for the Woodpeckers gets them to within 5-3. Two-run double by John Garcia. And now it's Hedbert Perez leading off the home eighth. He takes a breaking ball for a strike from Aline Bersanta. And it is 1-1. Perez, Barrios, and Vargas are the 4, 5, and 6 scheduled to bat. Perez hacks through the pitch, and it is 1-2. Perez with a 2-run home run that was a part of that 3-run rally in the bottom of the first. And Carolina needing just about every run that's come home for them tonight. Nothing for them, though, since the 6th when they brought home an unearned run on a throwing error. 1-2 pitch, and a line drive over to second. Lunging attempt by Lorenzo, but it gets under his glove and out into right field. Hedbert Perez starts out the Carolina eighth with a leadoff base hit. His second knock of the night.
Now batting for the Mudcats, please welcome number 8, Gregory Barrios.
And back to even in the hit columns, both lineups with 6 hits tonight. And Gregory Barrios hits with nobody out, 1 runner on. And a 5-3 Mudcats lead. Barrios, 230 hitter on the year with 18 RBIs, hits against a pulled infield to the left. And he fouls the first pitch back. It is 0-1. Aline Bersanta has been pitching since the 5th inning behind Andrew Taylor. And trying to close it out with 5 complete tonight. Nothing in one. First day spin and a throw over to check up on Perez. Barrios tonight has gone 1-for-3 with a single in that first inning. Belt tie set out of the stretch. Santa pitches and misses low. Gastone scuffles with the ball around the feet of the umpire, and that'll allow Perez to get down to second base. A pitch that clipped Gastone's mitt, squeezed between his legs, and then got tied up between the feet of the plate umpire. And now Gastone will go halfway to the mound, meet up with Santa, and talk it over here. Back to the major league side of things tonight. Houston Astros still trailing 3-0 to the Mariners in the bottom of the 5th. Blue Jays lead the White Sox 1-0 in the top of the 2nd inning. And the Phillies are leading the Rays 3-1, but that game's going to the bottom of the 11th. It was tied 1-1 through 10. Isaac Paredes hit a solo home run. And now here's a pop fly behind home, and it will sail foul. Cardinals are shutting out the Marlins. That game's in the bottom of the 9th. St. Louis is only 3 outs away from a shutout. Let's see if it's a single pitcher or a combined shutout bid. Cardinals had Jack Flaherty go 6 2/3 before turning it over to the bullpen. He gave up 9 hits but did not allow a run. It's an odd line score where Miami has 9 hits out hitting St. Louis but getting shut out. And roller foul along third. 1-2. Blowout in the Bronx today. Orioles up 13-0 over the New York Yankees, who really do look like a shell of themselves without Aaron Judge. Anthony Rizzo been struggling. Gunnar Henderson, one of the young prospects in baseball, with a 2-home-run game. Baltimore led 13-0 after 4 innings in that one. Line drive up the middle. by Santa, played at second by Lorenzo, throws across the body and gets the out. Barrios is retired on the 4-3, but Perez advances down to third base, so he does his job. Gets a possible insurance run down to third and brings up Jeremy Vargas.
Now back for the Mudcats, number 5, Jeremy Vargas.
The Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Guardians are tied 1-1 at the end of two innings. Andrés Giménez with a solo home run in that game, his 7th of the year. And Nick Prado with an RBI single for the Kansas City run. Here's the pitch to Vargas, and it is popped up right side and into the stands. Rangers lead the Red Sox 5-4. That game is in the top of the 7th inning, and the Rangers are threatening to add some more. They have runners at 2nd and 3rd with just one out. Jonah Heim, who's going to be the starting catcher for the American League All-Star team, he has an RBI double in that game. Josh Young also with an RBI double. Pitch gets by the catcher, and Perez is coming home. He scores. And Carolina back up by 3. Wild pitch. Brings home Carolina's 6th run of the night. Now the pitch to Vargas is a strike on the 1-1, gets it to 1-2. Mets and Diamondbacks are scoreless in Arizona, getting ready to start. Pirates and Dodgers will be underway in a moment as well. 1-2 as Elimber Santa winds and pitches. And this pitch is a line foul into the screen beyond the right field bullpen. Here's another 1-2 from Santa, and it's fouled back into the screen again. So a good battle being had right now by Vargas. Here's the kick, the 1-2 pitch, and Vargas squares it up on a fly to center. Long run for Lofton as he lunges and makes the grab. Great catch by Jackson Lofton, cutting into the left center field alleyway, sprawling out and snaring it over the left shoulder for out number 2 of the 8th.
Now batting for the Mudcats, number 9, Jay Savina.
Two gone, and Jay Savina coming up. Base is empty thanks to Lofton's big play. Lofton a little hunched over right now on his knees, and I think he's still a little bit out of breath. Elimber Santa trying to complete 5 innings of relief work. And here comes his wine kick offer, and Avina pops it up. First base side foul territory. Gastone hustling over to the railing of his dugout. Below gets over there, took a stab at it, but it got beyond him, and it drops foul. Below got to the spot. Do have quite a bit of foul territory here at Five County Stadium between the lines and the dugouts. Santa with a new baseball in hand. Here's a 0-1 to Avina. And a slider misses outside. Take a look back to High A Asheville in the South Atlantic League tonight. And they're down big 7-1 to Bowling Green in the top of the 6th inning. 1-1 pitch, and Avina takes a strike. Tonight on the mound, Miguel Ulloa struggled. He gave up 5 earned runs over 3 2/3 innings. His High A ERA is up to 6.19. It has been a struggle of a season for Miguel Ulloa after a pretty dominating summer with Fayetteville last year, turned himself into a top 30 prospect. Joey Mancini currently on the mound for the Tourists. And he gave up a couple of runs over his first inning of relief. Avina fouls away the 1-2 and keeps the count where it is. Joey Mancini has also had some struggles in high A with a 9.48 since his promotion, ERA that is, since his promotion from Fayetteville earlier this year. And Santa's going to step off before the next pitch. Logan Cerny's having a good day, 3-for-3 today. Two singles and a double for Cerny. And base hits from Ryan Wroblewski and Jacob Melton. Looks like Ryan Clifford is getting a night off for the Tourists. 2-2 pitch to Avina. And he fouls away another slider off to the right. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Come the top of the ninth inning, down to their final outs, trailing 6-3. Fayetteville will have Gastone, Molina, and then Cole, the 8-9-1 of their order batting. 2-2. And Avina pops another one foul. Won't go down without a fight. Stays even. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and Avina finally goes down waving. Alimber Santa gets him with a high fastball. The inning is over. Carolina adds another run on a wild pitch, and it's 6-3. Mudcats going to the top of the ninth.
Fans, the home stand continues tomorrow as we host the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Don't forget, tomorrow is Friday night.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Final chances for the Woodpeckers tonight. They're down 6-3 in the top of the ninth inning. Right-hander Jason Pena, who got the final out of the eighth, is back out for the ninth inning and runs the first pitch fastball up high to Gastone. It is 1-0. Fayetteville turned it to a 5-3 game with a two-run double out of John Garcia in the eighth, but the wild pitch ended up bringing home another Carolina run as they got one back in the home half. Pena's been struggling to locate tonight, and Sandro Gastone going to have to stay patient here as the fastball misses up and in on him. Pena's been overthrown a little bit. That fastball has been high inside, and right now, if you're the Woodpeckers, take your walks. That's got to be the message from Ricky Rivera and company in that dugout, if you can get him, the 2-0. And Gastone takes a slider for strike one. Three runs on six hits and two errors for the Woodpeckers. Carolina leads 6-3, but they also have six hits and one fielding error on their end. 2-1 on the way. And Gastone chased a slider outside. You got to lay off it. They're going to try and bait him with that breaking ball, and you know it's in the scouting report. And Gastone just has to be more steady in the box, be more locked in and focused. Two balls, two strikes. And Pena pitches, and a foul ball is shot backwards and out of play. Make sure to stick around following the conclusion of tonight's ball game, and we will work you through the Woodpeckers post-game show and get you ready for tomorrow's pitching matchup. Fastball gets Gastone swinging and missing. That is strike three, and out number one of the ninth. Worked a fastball right to the outside corner to get him. And now Leo Stani Molina at the bottom of the order. Leo today, RBI single that started the scoring in the seventh. And the first pitch ran up and in and almost got him. Molina has to bail out of the right side. And Pena's had a couple of really good fastballs in this inning and a couple of not-so-good fastballs in this inning. That was one of the not-so-good pitches. You scan through the scorecard today, and you might be able to say that Molina's single was one of the best at-bats put together by a Woodpecker in this game. It came on the ninth pitch as Adams fields a ground ball his way at third, shuffles a couple of times, throws to first, and the Woodpeckers are down to their final out. Molina grounds out, goes to 1-for-4, and the final chance for the Woodpeckers tonight comes down to the reigning Carolina League Player of the Month. Announced earlier today that he won the award for the month of June, and he will try and keep this game going. First pitch to Cole is a ball outside, 1-0. Cole is flied out to center, singled, and reached on an error. He is 1-for-3. Here comes the 1-0 to him, and it missed outside again. Pitch, and Cole had the green light. He taps it foul off to the right side. 2-1 the count. Next pitch coming in, and Cole swings through a fastball down to the final strike today. Fayetteville trailed big pretty much up until the seventh inning, 5-0. Got back into the game with three runs to get it to 5-3. Carolina countered with one in the eighth, leading 6-3 and trying to lock it down. Pitch to Cole is outside. It is 3-2. And if the inning continues, Luis Encarnacion standing in the on-deck circle. Tying run still in the hole right now, represented as Ricardo Below. 3-2 pitch with two outs. Cole swings, grounds it out to second. Dive by Vargas. It's off his glove and out into right. Zach Cole will come up with his second hit of the game. He is on. And the player of the month extends this ball game a little further.
Now batting for the Woodpeckers, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Cole is now 2-for-5 on the day. And Luis Encarnacion steps in. Tying run still on deck. And here's the pitch to Enka. He swings and lines it foul into the netting, 0-1. Pena's been forced to throw a lot of pitches to get what he hopes is four outs to close the ball game. 27 pitches so far for Pena. Longest outing for him since June 21st, and he steps off. This is not a save spot for Pena. He entered the game when there was a four-run lead. Trying to shut it down with an inning and a third. Here's the 0-1. And a broken back grounder over to third base. Adams plays it, goes the short way to second, and gets Cole sliding in to end the ball game. Fayetteville scored three late, but not enough to come all the way back tonight. They fall to Carolina 6-3. The postgame show is coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back into Zebulon, North Carolina for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show, and tonight the Fayetteville Woodpeckers fall to the Mudcats 6-3, the final score. They trailed 5-0 early, and that was enough for Carolina to take it the rest of the way tonight. The Woodpeckers did score later on and run in the 7th. 2 in the 8th that made the game interesting on a 2-run double from John Garcia. That got it to 5-3. But a wild pitch brought home another Carolina run in the bottom of the 8th inning. And that was kind of the story of the night. Carolina only had 6 hits. The Woodpeckers out-hit them 7-6. But some sloppy play on the defensive end led to 2 unearned runs. And then the wild pitch as well. You erase those mistakes, and we've got a tie game late. But the Woodpeckers ultimately fall today in Game 3 of the series. They fall back 2-1 heading into Friday night. 35-43, the new overall record, and 5-7 in the second half. Carolina gets back to a game above 500 at 38-37, and they are also 5-7 in the second half. Final line scores, Fayetteville 3 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors. Carolina 6 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. The win will go to Jose Chavez as he improves to 1-0, and Andrew Taylor, who gave up 4 runs, 3 earned early in the game, he suffers the loss and falls to 4-4 on the year. Final time of game, 2 hours and 33 minutes, in front of a 5-county stadium crowd of 842. We turn the page to tomorrow, game 4 of this series, the Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats. It begins at 7 o'clock p.m. You can hear us on the Woodpeckers pregame show beginning at 6:50. Tomorrow, the Woodpeckers will roll out Amilcar Chirinos, and it is Quinton Lowe going for the Mudcats, the two-way player who was a DH for them yesterday. He'll be on the mound tomorrow in the start against Chirinos. Again, 7 o'clock first pitch and a 6:50 pregame show here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB first pitch out. And a reminder that you can watch the game tomorrow on Bally Live and MILB.TV and hear the voice of the Mudcats, Greg Young. Big thanks to Colin Casey up in Massachusetts following along with the broadcast tonight, clipping highlights, helping us out for all of our post-game duties. We appreciate his help, and he'll be with us again next Friday as we're at home against the Augusta Green Jackets for three games out of the All-Star break. And a big thanks to you, the Woodpeckers fans, all the listeners tonight. You make it possible to bring you Woodpeckers baseball on the road, and we hope to do so again tomorrow night right here at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, 7 o'clock, and the pregame show at 6:50. Until then, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off in Zebulon, where tonight the Mudcats take Game 3 by a 6-3 final. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Good night from Zebulon.
Been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.